Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1674, visible translated text is as follows. His voice was loud. Why, Mr. Jacobs says he has known you from 5 or 6 or 10 years and never known you to have over $20. Now, Mr. Allen, I am sorry I said what I did, but if you will, you can state the truth and nothing but the truth, and that is what we want out of you. He didn't say the detectives gave me the money then, but he said, you know somebody gave you that money to leave town with, and you are a liar every time you say they didn't do it. When Mr. Jacobs left, Mr. Burns had a talk with me privately. He asked me what did I know of the Mary Fagan case. I replied, Mr. Burns, do you want me to tell you the truth or to tell you a story? He said, Mr. Allen, we don't ask anybody to tell us lies, but the plain truth. He said, now, Mr. Allen, go ahead. Just state to me what you know about it. I replied again, Mr. Burns, truth is the light, ain't it? He said, yes. I said, I knows nothing at all about the lady getting killed, no more than I just heard. I says, I was one time asked by Mr. Black, a city detective in Atlanta, Georgia, and also Mr. Harry Scott, a Pinkerton man. I was charged to go down and get in the cell with Newt Lee and find out what Newt Lee had to say fully and in detail. I told him Newt said he was innocent. Then I went into detail and told him what happened about as follows. When I got in the cell with Newt Lee in the city of Atlanta, I was in there about 20 minutes, and I spoke to Newt Lee first. I asked him what was his trouble. He replied to me that he had no trouble whatever. I says, why are you in here? He asked me. Had I known about the white lady had got killed at the pencil factory? I told him no, that I was a stranger in town. In order to get in with Newt Lee, I told him a falsehood about killing a white man. Newt Lee told me that he hadn't done nothing and that he was innocent. Lee told me that he knowed nothing in the world concerning what he was put in there for. I told him if I was him, I would tell the truth. I wouldn't lay here in jail. I would tell just what I knowed about it. I said, if you thought or knowed that white man,